Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. You guys would laugh. You guys would laugh at my recording setup right now. I normally have this little travel. Well, normally I'm at home. I am not at home. I am in our temporary basement apartment in Boston because yada, yada, yada. You know the drill. Our twins were born very, very early, over 3 months early. And so we're in a temporary setup. And in that temporary setup, I normally have this little travel mic that I plug into my phone so that I can record. But I can't find it. And I don't want to go into the bedroom to look for it because Roman's asleep. So I'm just recording into my phone, but I'm sitting in the bathroom and the exhaust fan is like motion detected. So it's on and I can't turn it off, but what can you do? I said to my mom the other day, because she was listening to an episode that I had recorded about the girl's birth story last week or so. And I was like, how bad was the audio? And she said, you know, every time you say that, I don't think it's all that bad, but I think she's being really nice. So anyway, here's why I'm popping in outside of our normal Monday and Saturday episodes. So I, yesterday, opened up 30, 35 spots into the consistency course. Because I feel like we all have a great sense of what we want to do or what we think we should do or what we're trying to do. But it's that, how do I stay consistent when I don't want to, when life gets in the way? Like, that's the piece that most of us struggle with. But that's not a piece that can't be learned. There are specific skills that we have to build to do that. And so that's why the consistency course exists. Anyway, I opened up a small number of spots, like 30, 35 spots. And I had this whole plan to just email out the info to the waitlist, which I did. But there was something about the link in the waitlist that made the email deliverability kind of wonky. And so I wasn't planning on putting this info out on the podcast, but because of that, I didn't want folks to miss out, especially because it's not going to open again until 2023. So this is the free training that I sent to the waitlist yesterday. Some of you guys got it, some of you didn't, I know. About five things you need to know to get more consistent. And then at the end of that training, I go through all the info about the consistency course, and I'm also going to put a link to grab a spot in the show description. So on whatever app you're listening, you just swipe up on the show artwork and you'll see that show description and the link. If for some reason you can't find the link and you're wanting a spot, just DM me on Instagram. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton and I can shoot it to you really quick. But I also explain why I'm only opening a limited number of spots right now. It'll make a lot more sense. I basically do a personalized getting started, jumpstart recommendation based on you. So when you get started, you tell me like, what are your goals? What are your challenges? What are you struggling with? What are your most common excuses? Because I knew when I created the tools for learning consistency and all of the cheat sheets that there was a risk that some people would come in and be like, I already talk about this in the training, so I don't know why I'm repeating myself, but I am. Here we go. I knew there was a risk that some people would come in and be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing information, but now I don't know where to start. So that's how we eliminate that. And because of that level of personalization, that's why there's only a limited number of spots open right now. More will open in January, but this is where we're at. So I wanted to share with you guys the training. Again, audio might not be amazing because basement apartment in Boston, it is what it is. The show must go on, right? So the link to grab a spot, if you're interested, will be in the show description. If you find this episode a week from now or a month from now, chances are you're not going to be able to get in because it's not going to open until January. But, you know, we'll roll with that. We can deal with that. That's not a big deal. All right, let's dive into the five things you need to know to get consistent and, more importantly, stay consistent. Hey, everybody. I wanted to pop in as promised and share with you information about the consistency course. Let folks know in the Facebook group, but I'm pretty sure I mentioned it on the podcast some too, that I am officially now opening up enrollment for 35 people into the consistency course. Now, I'm going to go through all of the details and what you can expect and answer all of your questions. And if there's anything that I don't answer, email me. I will get back to you, I promise. But let me start by explaining why 35. And the answer is I'm very involved in the course and getting people started and providing support. And right now, well, always. I did this back when I first opened it up a couple months ago. I'm always very, very cognizant of the fact that there's a limit, right? When you are involved with folks you're working with, you can't just take unlimited people. And some people do that, but then the service and support that you can provide them has a cap. And so anytime I do a launch, I look at how involved am I in this in the day-to-day? And the more involved it is, the more that I have to limit the enrollment. And of course, most of you guys know that life is a little bonkers right now. We had our identical twin girls on August 8th, and that was really, really, really early. They did not wait even for their third trimester to begin. They were born at 27 weeks, and so they're going to be spending the next few months in the NICU in Boston. So Chris and Roman and I have relocated to Boston for as long as the girls are here so that we're close to them. But with that said, I'm still working in the evenings, and that is time primarily dedicated to those of you who, like me, need to work on consistency. I think for most of us, this is a lifelong journey. And the fact of the matter is, it's one of those things that most of us were never taught. I know I was never taught how to be consistent. And yet you can buy all these books and listen to all of these podcasts on what you should eat or how you should work out or how you should get out of debt or how you should build wealth. And all of those things require consistency. Most of us are left to figure it out on our own, which for me, for most of my life, didn't go very well. I was not doing well figuring out on my own. And as I've worked with clients over the last many years, I'm going to get to the point real quick because I could talk about this for hours and I want to be a good steward of your time. As I've worked on my own personal goals, fat loss and fitness and building businesses and getting out of debt and building wealth, and as I've worked with clients to help them with similar goals, I've realized that 99.99% of us know either what we should do or have clarity about what we want to do, big picture and small picture, in the day-to-day and also longer-term goals. But it's the getting ourselves to do it on a regular basis where we struggle. That's why I wanted to put together this resource. So back to why 35 people. It's just me being realistic about wanting to make sure that I can exceed your expectations in my presence and my engagement and my support. You email, I'm going to email back, right? When you come on board, and we'll talk more about this, I give you a personalized jump start. And I want to make sure that that gets you in a timely fashion. So that is the reason. If you're thinking, oh gosh, what if I'm not one of the 35? I will open this back up either at the end of December or January. I'm not sure yet. But this will be the last time that I open it up before then. So that's where we're at. Let's talk about, even if you're like, I don't want to go through the consistency course, I still want to make sure that we talk about five things you can do, whether we work together or not, to get more consistent. And then I want to get through all the details of what you can expect in a consistency course and how it's going to help you help yourself and how I'm going to support you and the level of engagement that you can expect as far as me being on your team in this pursuit. I will say that something I heard from folks when I opened up the consistency course originally a few months ago was this sense of like, I hate that I need help with this. And I want to tackle that right off the bat and tell you that I think the most successful people get help, right? The most successful business people are not doing it alone. They have mentors, they have coaches, they have invested in people who can help them. The fittest people out there, they're not just winging it, trying to figure it out on their own. They have coaches, they have mentors, they have trainers. The wealthiest people, they didn't just stumble there by reading some books and listening to some podcasts and just like having great intuition. The most successful people invest in help. And I have seen that to be true in my business pursuits, in my financial pursuits, in my health pursuits. But I see that in the expertise all around all of us. So I wanted to put that one to bed right off the bat. If you are coming to this, chances are that you have some doubt in your ability to be consistent. Because if you're like me, you've been inconsistent for a really long time, and it makes you start to wonder, do I have it in me to be consistent, right? If you are somebody who feels like I just start over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and that's just what I do, it's normal to wonder, is it even possible for me? And the answer is yes, right? It's a skill set that we have to learn, that we have to practice, that we have to develop to not only be a good starter — you probably have started a million times — but also be a good finisher. If you feel like every time I get in the groove, something throws me off track, I can be consistent for a little while, but then if I have a stressful week, or the kids go back to school, or I get sick, or I get injured, or there's a vacation, inevitably I'm back to square one. That is just a sign that there are some skills missing from your skill set. It doesn't mean that this is a pattern that has to continue forever. It just means that we know now a little bit more about what is missing from your toolkit. Or folks who say, I can do really well during the day, but it's evenings or it's weekends that are a total train wreck. And if that's you, that used to be me, you might wonder, is it even possible for me to be consistent in the evenings, to be consistent on the weekends? The answer is yes. In fact, if you even have that question, you need to be here right now. You are in the perfect place to chat about what we're going to talk about. If you think there are just too many things competing for my time and attention, hello, I feel that right now in a big way. I told you guys, our twins came super early a few weeks ago, and between pumping, right, so that they have enough milk, and having a one-year-old, and having a business, and being away from home, and going in to see the girls every day, and making sure that Roman has, you know, all of these things, and feeding us, and all of this, bills and money. This is the human experience. That does not mean that you can't be consistent. It doesn't. It just means that, again, there are skills that we've got to build, right? If you're somebody that says, I don't have any support at home, there's always something that's going to sabotage me, I don't have the buffers around me in the way of people or circumstances, again, that's okay. It does not mean that you can't be consistent. It's just letting us know that there are still some skills that you've got to develop, and that's what we're going to do. I've failed so many times, I'm not even sure success is possible for me. That doesn't tell us anything about your ultimate capability or capacity. It just indicates that some skills are missing. And lastly, I want to say, if you are somebody who feels like, either on a regular basis or intermittently, I just don't care, that is so normal. That does not in any way limit you from being consistent. We're going to talk about some tools that are specific for that feeling of apathy, whether it comes every night, or it comes on the weekends, or it comes when you're facing temptation, or it just comes every once in a while, like, it doesn't even matter, I don't even care. That is not a threat. We have specific tools for that. So let's dive into the five things that you need to know to get and stay consistent And I'll tell you this, if you see any typos, there probably will be some. It's just an opportunity for you to focus on the message instead of the messenger. Sleep has not been as abundant lately with everything that's been going on. Mm-hmm. Now, this first one that I want to start with of the five things you need to know to get consistent and more importantly, to stay consistent. This first one is probably the most unpopular, but even if as I introduce it, you feel some resistance, hang with me because even now I personally still feel some resistance to this one and I have to stay with it a little bit longer to wrap my head around it and really understand how true it is. The most effective way to go faster is actually to go slower. And I want to give you an example. Some of you know that I'm a big fan of CrossFit, right? CrossFit is, we'll call it a sport. We'll call it the sport of fitness. And it involves weightlifting and gymnastics, and there are athletes at the top of the sport, right? And sometimes, let's say you've got an athlete who's like in the top 20 in the world, but they want to be in the top 3 in the world. Sometimes they have to take a step back in order to get better. And in the short run, it seems like they're losing ground. But in the long run, they're really gaining ground. So what I mean by this is, let's say that there's this athlete who, you know, again, top 20, but wants to be in the top 3. And there's a particular skill that they don't really have. I mean, they can do it, but they're not amazing at it. A step back kind of means they are learning to do that in a new way that requires them to initially go slower, to initially have to take a lot more time in training, use a lot more intentionality instead of moving automatically. And they feel like, I can't go as fast if I do it this way. You know, if I told you you had to tie your shoes a new way, you'd be like, well, it slows me down. But sometimes slowing us down in the short run is what makes us go faster in the long run. Okay. I think about this when I think about hiring people. For so long, I thought, oh, I don't want to hire people because it just takes so much time to train them. But that's a short-term thing. Right? So in the short term, it goes slower because I'm training, but over the long term, I save so much time. Most people who are inconsistent are making decisions for the short term and not the long term. When it comes to weight, this is how it showed up for me. I wanted to make the most extreme changes because I wanted to see results really fast. So I wanted fast weight loss, even if it meant it wasn't going to be forever weight loss, right? I didn't want you to tell me to go slow. I didn't want you to tell me to do one thing at a time. And so what would happen is that I would take on these big sweeping overhauls of my diet or my movement. And yeah, I'd see pretty rapid results for like a week or two, except I wasn't ready to sustain that behavior. It was too big of a jump for me. And so I'd put the weight back on. And I did that for years and years and years and years and years to avoid slower weight loss. I struggled with my weight for even longer. So if somebody said, hey, Elizabeth, change one thing at a time, or instead of taking on this big extreme change, do something that's like halfway that extreme, I would have said no, because it won't happen fast enough. And over and over and over, it just was something I couldn't sustain. I see this all the time when it comes to people who take on a fitness challenge or getting out of debt challenge or business building thing, or they want to lose weight, that they are so desperate for results now that they sacrifice results they can maintain. To go back to CrossFit, there's an athlete who says, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Write that down and really think about it. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. When I would do these big sweeping lifestyle overhauls, it wasn't slow. It wasn't smooth. And I just take two steps forward and then I take four steps back. And then I take three steps forward and I take five steps back. But what happens when we bring a different degree of maturity to it and we say, you know what? I'm willing to do it a different way. I'm willing to build on pieces instead of trying to do everything right now. It's much more sustainable. We're going to talk a lot more about this. I could talk about this for hours. And we have a lot of tools around this and a lot of trainings around this inside the consistency course. So I don't want to belabor the point too much, but I just wanted to put it in your mind to start thinking about it because it is one of the keys to getting more consistent. The next one, and if you're a podcast listener, I know you've heard me talk about this. We break it down as a practice inside the consistency course. We get really, really detailed about what it means and what it looks like in your life and how to do it. But it's the fact that specificity is very much your superpower. One thing that keeps us from being consistent is being too vague, being too general, not being specific. Saying things like, I need to eat better, or I need to spend less, or I need to lose weight. All of those things are very, very, very general and broad. And when we have things that are general and broad, they're harder to act on. So let's use an example that's kind of outside of the box. Let's say you say, I need to improve my marriage. That's really, really vague. And because it's big and vague in general, it's not nearly as progress producing, as result producing, as saying something very specific, like, I'm going to compliment my spouse once a day, every day. When we are specific, our brain can stop searching for something to do. Often when we are general, we then feel overwhelmed because there's so many things we could do. Like if you say, I would need to improve my marriage, then we get spinning in like the how. I don't know, should I do this? Should I do that? I mean, what about the other person? And it's not actionable. And our brain wants clarity. Our brain wants certainty, especially when there are a million ways we could go about something like improving marriage or losing weight or getting out of debt or improving fitness, spending less money. We need to simplify it for our brains. So maybe with nutrition, it's something like instead of I need to make better food choices, I need to do better, I need to lose weight, it's I'm going to write down every single thing I eat every single day. Period. That's where I'm starting. And remember, where we start is not where we stay. But specificity gives us certainty, and certainty is allowing our brains to take action instead of just searching and spinning and searching and spinning. Because yeah, there are a million options. If you have a goal of weight loss, there are easily 20,000 ways you could go about it. You could eat more vegetables. You could eat more protein. You could eat more fat or less fat. You could eat whole foods, paleo. You could count calories. You could exercise more. You could sleep more. Are there supplements? And when we bounce from one thing to the next, or we just don't do anything at all, or we jump from one plan to the next, that's the opposite of consistency. Specificity is a superpower. And like the last one we talked about, we go way deeper into this and turning it from a concept into a practice inside the consistency course, but I at least wanted to introduce you to it here. The next thing you need to know to get more consistent, and man, this is such an important one. If you've been, you know, maybe folding socks or on Facebook, come back and pay attention for this one because I don't know. I think most of us need to hear this. Not wanting to is not a problem. Not being in the mood, I don't feel like it, I'm not motivated. So many times we feel discouraged by the fact that we're not in the mood, we don't feel like it, we don't want to, we just don't feel that drive. It's not a problem. The number of people who feel like something's wrong with them, that they have this goal that they really, really do want, but on the day-to-day, they really don't want to do the work, and then they feel like something's wrong with them, they're broken, they can't fix it. There is nothing wrong with you, and there is no problem at all if you're feeling like, I don't want to. That is so normal. So normal. And you need to know that is normal. I want you to expect headwinds, expect to not feel like it. That's not a problem at all. In fact, if you don't feel like there are days or moments or the majority of times when you don't feel like it, you're probably not on the right path. That resistance, that adversity, that's what it feels like to change. It's different. It's new. When you're on the path to doing something differently, expect resistance. Expect headwinds. They're a sign that you're on the right path. And we're going to talk about all or nothing thinking in a few minutes. But the fact of the matter is, just because you don't want to, you're not in the mood, you're not motivated, it's not all or nothing. It's not, okay, well, then I either don't do it at all, or I rally this white knuckle willpower and I do everything. No, there's a way more intelligent way to approach that, a much more mature way to approach these moments where it's like, I don't want to do it. And that is what we talk about in the consistency course. So many folks act like it's a problem to not be in the mood. It's not at all. It's normal. It's healthy. It's a sign that you're on the right path. The problem comes when we think it's a problem, or when we think that our only option is harness this discipline and willpower that we're not in the mood for, or just say, screw it, who cares? But it's not a problem at all. The next thing you need to know to get more consistent is that all of your excuses are actually reasons. And I posted about this the other day, I think in the Primal Potential Facebook group, but basically I was like, okay, let's be real. I have weight to lose right now. I mean, obviously it's not, I'm only 3 weeks out from a C-section, so it's not the number one priority in my life. But this is babies 3 and 4 and 3 years, right? I've been pregnant basically nonstop for 3 years and hadn't lost the baby weight from Dagny when I got pregnant with Ro. Then hadn't lost all of the baby weight from Ro when I got pregnant with the twins. So I have weight to lose. And also, I have 2 kids in the NICU. I'm living away from home. Our kitchen sucks in this basement apartment. I'm trying to balance, you know, eating enough for milk production, pumping every 3 hours, not getting a ton of sleep, you know, all of these things. And as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, none of those things are excuses. Every single one of those are actually reasons. Being tired is a reason for me to lose weight, not an excuse. Being stressed and overwhelmed and emotional, those are reasons for me to take impeccable care of myself and my body and my health, not excuses. Right? Being just 3 weeks out from a C-section, that's not an excuse, it's a reason. The better I eat, the better I move, the better I heal. Everything that you think is an excuse is actually a reason. And this is something that we talk about a ton in the consistency course, is maturity. Emotional maturity. And I know that can be a word that rubs people the wrong way because nobody wants to think that they're immature, myself included. Don't tell me I'm immature. I don't want to hear that. But this is what a practice of maturity looks like. Seeing things that you used to consider as an excuse, like I'm too tired, I'm too emotional, there's too much going on in life. And seeing, yeah, you know what? I could create a narrative that convinces me those are excuses. But I also have the ability to see them as reasons. And there's lots of gray area in between. Going back to what I talked about earlier, that doesn't mean that we show up as superheroes with like perfect execution and white knuckle willpower, or we just sit on the couch and watch TV and, like, you know, eat pints of ice cream. There's gray area in between. And maturity is the practice that shows us that. Tonight, I really wanted ice cream. And I also have this theory that ice cream helps with my milk production. I feel like I proved that out when I was nursing Roman. I really wanted ice cream. I'm tired. Roman got up at 4 o'clock this morning, all these things. The fact is, I don't have to either choose ice cream or choose nothing. So I had some Greek yogurt. I put a little peanut butter in it. I put some of those Enjoy Life dairy-free chocolate chips in it. And it was great. It wasn't ice cream, but it also wasn't nothing. And it just goes to show that though I can say, you know, being tired, being emotional, being having a craving doesn't have to be an excuse. It's also a reason. Like, because I have strong cravings, that's a reason to make great choices. That doesn't mean that I say, water only, you know, nothing for you. There's a span of options that exists between that. We're kind of going down the road of an all or nothing conversation, but I want you to hear me when I say that this is not about perfection. It never has been. It's just that the story you tell yourself is that to get results, you need to be more perfect. And then you feel discouraged and you don't really want to do it because it doesn't sound fun and you're not going to enjoy your life. And it's just an opportunity to practice being more mature and saying, you know what, there's probably a spectrum of options here that I could consider. It's not all or nothing. The last thing that I want to tell you, really the second last, because I want to talk a little more about all or nothing. In order to be more consistent, there's two very important new skills that you're going to have to learn. Or maybe they're not totally new to you, but you're going to have to get a lot better at them. One of them is being more honest with yourself. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're lying to yourself. And I certainly don't think that most of the time you're lying consciously. But what happens is that we only tell ourselves a little piece of the truth, right? A little piece of the truth. There's way more of the truth that we need to tell. So for example, I tonight wanted ice cream and I could absolutely tell myself the, like, you know, you really haven't had a whole lot to eat today. You're nursing for twins. It's only been 3 weeks since your C-section. Like, go ahead, have some ice cream. It's no big deal. None of that is wrong. None of that is dishonest, but it's not the whole truth. And when I practice telling myself the whole truth, that means, you know what, I'll probably feel a lot better tomorrow if I don't have ice cream than if I do. Telling myself the whole truth means, yes, I want ice cream, but I also want to feel amazing in my body. I want to be fitter and healthier at 40 than I've ever been. And 40 is, you know, 10 months away or so. That's part of the truth as well. Part of the truth is also, you can have something that feels indulgent, but it's also more aligned with your goals and your priorities and your health values than ice cream. So what are those options? That's what it means to tell yourself the whole truth. And it's an ongoing practice. That's one of the skills. The other skill is one that we've mentioned a number of times, and that's maturity. When I say things to myself, and you might have said something like this to yourself before as well, when I say, like, I'm just too tired, I don't even care, that's really not very mature. It's also not very honest, because the fact is I do care. But if I were to practice showing up as a more mature version of myself, I could say, because I'm tired, I'm really looking at all the reasons I don't care, but there are so many reasons I do care that I'm just ignoring, and that's influenced by being tired. Why don't I sleep on it and make this decision fresh in the morning, right? If I wake up after a night of sleep and have a good breakfast and I'm still feeling XYZ, then we can consider it then. But my experience and my maturity tells me I'm just tired. You know, or my experience and my maturity tells me that I'm not being totally honest here, or this isn't the full truth, or this isn't true at all. This isn't best for me. This isn't good for me. I know where this line of thinking takes me, and it's not where I want to go. That is a practice of maturity. And one of the cool things about maturity is that it's best developed in community. You know, it's one of those things that's really easy to let yourself off the hook with, but that other people either demonstrating how they're using it in their own lives or gently reminding you of where you could use it in yours really accelerates the practice. This is a great one to do as part of a community like the Consistency Course, because again, it's just a tougher one to do on your own. And I have to throw in a bonus one because we kind of already touched on it. And it's the fact that it's never really all or nothing. We tell ourselves that we're all or nothing people because we just haven't ever demanded of ourselves the practice of exploring the middle, the options. There is no such thing as like such an all or nothing person, right? I mean, it's just people who have practiced one way of doing things more than another, not that they're in some way limited by some short circuit in their brain, which prevents them from seeing the options in the middle. It's never all or nothing. You're not such an all or nothing person. You've just developed a practice over a period of time, but it's kind of like the other night, my brother-in-laws came over with dinner, as they live kind of near to where we're staying while the girls are in the NICU. And they brought pizza and salad and some chicken. And honestly, I wanted to like take one of the boxes of the pizza and go sit in my bed and eat the whole box of pizza. And the fact of the matter is, I can have pizza and still feel really good about my decision. And so what I decided to do was have the salad and the chicken first, and then have the pizza, because I knew that if I had this grilled chicken that's, you know, very satiating and a salad for the fiber, I wouldn't have the same appetite for pizza that I would have if I just had pizza. Like, I guarantee you, I could polish off a box of pizza by myself. Like, no joke. I absolutely could. I have before. But when you are intentional about something like, you know, chicken and veggies first, you just start to not feel so amazing and it doesn't have the same appeal. I still could probably eat the pizza, but I'm not driven to the way that I would be. And so I share that as an opportunity for me to practice that it's never all or nothing. It's never like, oh, they brought pizza, so I guess I should have pizza. And well, since they brought pizza, we might as well have X, Y, Z. It's never all or nothing. That's just not true. That's just something you tell yourself because it makes it more convenient. But it's never all or nothing. And I can guarantee you, this is something we go very deep into in terms of like practical tools and stuff, not just information, but like, how do we actually use this? How do we break out of this inside the Consistency Course? The bottom, you know this, anybody can start anything, right? Anybody can start, oh, what's the big popular thing? 75 hard, where anybody can do a strict way of eating for a day or a week or a month or 3 months. But it's like the staying course, that's the difference maker. That's what changes your life. That's what changes your finances. That's what changes your health. I mean, imagine what you could do if you knew that you had all the skills required to be a consistent person. That is possible because it's not just about that primary elusive goal you've been struggling with, right? We all have that one thing. For me, for the longest time, it was my weight. And that was like the one thing I couldn't tackle. But when I developed tools and skills to be consistent, then it was like, holy crap, I can use this to start a business. I can use this to get out of debt. I can use this to build wealth. I can use this to become fitter than I've ever been. Sorry if you hear that noise. It's our neighbors. This is the joy of apartment living in the city. You literally feel like they're on top of you. They might be. They might be. They could literally come through the wall right now. But imagine, seriously think about that. If you knew that you now suddenly had the skill set to be consistent, what would you apply it to? there's that one obvious thing, but think about what it would look like applied to fitness, and what it would look like applied to money, and what it would look like applied to your relationships and keeping your house clean and organized. I mean, it's a game changer. It's an absolute undeniable game changer. So you're probably wondering what the consistency course looks like. And I'll tell you this, I knew I needed this to be different and look different. I did not want this to be, quite frankly, I didn't want this to be like what you're sitting through right now, where I lecture like a podcast and that's all you get. I didn't want that, because the fact of the matter is we need more than that. And I sat down, and what I did was I went through the last, I think, 6 or 7 years of emails and client correspondences to see what it is that people need, right? Not what do I want to create for you, but what have you guys told me over the years that you need? And this is what I put together. And these are just some of the things. This is probably 20 to 25% of what's in the consistency course. A cheat sheet for unlearning the tendency to drift or disengage after a few days or a few weeks. Anybody else need that? Like, you're good for a few days or a few weeks, and then you're just, it's no longer new, you're bored, temptation got you, the next shiny thing got you. How do we unlearn that tendency to just disengage after a couple days or a couple weeks? Another one that I knew you needed to have was simple ways to win when life gets in the way, right? I mean, I feel like life has very much gotten in the way of a lot of things right now, but that's what happens. Maybe it's because you got laid off. Maybe it's because you got sick, or somebody you love got sick and you had to take care of them, or you had a family vacation, or, you know, we're going into that time of year where it's like, all of a sudden the Halloween candy is out, and then it's literally like a holiday or a holiday party every week for months. A training and a cheat sheet for creating consistency in the evenings. I knew you needed that. I need that. Or how to reclaim your determination in 3 minutes or less for those moments where you're like, I just need you now. I just need it now. How to reclaim your determination in 3 minutes or less. Or strategies for simplicity. How do you chart a course to consistency no matter how many balls you're juggling? Because so many people I talk to are like, look, yeah, I want to do XYZ, but I've also got my job and my kids and my in-laws and my this and my that. So how do we keep it simple? Because I've got a lot of balls in the air. What does that look like? Or navigating the messy middle, how to eliminate resentment and actually enjoy this journey. How do we do that? I created a tool for that. Realistic reframes, turning your excuses into results. I created a tool for that. Motivation must-haves and a comfort zone toolkit for when you feel like you're in your comfort zone, what do you do about it? And then I really thought about how I could add even more value than that. And there were a couple of specific things. Because, okay, let me just be real about exactly what happened. I created all these things, and then I was like, somebody's going to come in here and be like, this is all amazing, I love it, but now I don't know where to start. Can you relate to that? Like, okay, now you've given me all these amazing tools, but like, which one do I start with? So every single person that comes in, remember, I'm only taking 35 on right now, but every single person that comes in, I do a personalized jump start for you. Let me tell you what that looks like. There's a link to a form that you get where you basically tell me everything that's going on with you. What's hard? Where are you struggling? Do you feel like you know where to start, or are you totally lost? What are some of your primary excuses? What do I need to know about you? And then based on that, I point you to a specific starting point. Sometimes I also point you to some specific resources, because there's a ton of stuff in the consistency course. I might say like, check this one out first, or check this one out first, but I'm very much saying like, here's where I think you should start based on your goals and what you've told me about your excuses and your patterns and all of these things. You get that from me via a video and audio note, all right? And you get that link to fill out that form right away. So sometimes it takes me a couple of business days to get my response back to you, but that's something that we do right off the bat, because I didn't want anybody coming in and being like, this is overwhelming, I don't know where to start. I will give you that personalized jumpstart. We'll basically do that together. And then the other thing is one-on-one opportunities with me. For those of you guys who are starting now, you'll have the one-on-one opportunity for me starting in January. So that's another important thing for me to point out. This is lifetime. You have lifetime access to this material. And if you ever feel like, hey, I'm struggling with XYZ and I don't see a resource for it here, I'm going to add it. But because there are so many resources, I want to make sure you dig into it and start practicing before we use our one-on-one time, because you already get that personalized jumpstart strategy from me at the start, right out of the gate. I want to space out that one-on-one. So for those of you who are joining now, you know, end of August, early September, you'll have the opportunity to have that one-on-one call with me beginning in January. All right. And you'll schedule that at your convenience and I'll give you that information, but know that that is there. The other really cool thing is that every week I put out an anonymous coaching session. So let's just say my husband's sitting in the next room. Let's just say that he was one of my clients and we had a coaching session and we were talking all about like the evenings being harder and like I can crush it during the day, but the evenings kind of the wheels fall off the bus. What I would do is I would strip out any of the mentions of like his name. And once a week, I post those coaching conversations for you. So when you join, you're already going to see, gosh, I don't know, there's probably 12 or 15 out there now on different topics like prioritizing, simplifying, evenings, cravings, binges, all of these kinds of things, conversations I've already had with your peers. And I put those out every single week. So there's the library of different topics where you can hear me coaching. And like, that's one of my favorite parts of it. But you'll have the opportunity to do that with me. But like I said, I space it out because I give you that personalized jumpstart. When you get started, then your opportunity for the one-on-one call with me will be beginning in January. And again, you have lifetime access, but there's only 35 spots for right now because I want to make sure that for the things like the personalized jumpstart and the one-on-one calls, I have the bandwidth to do that with you. One of the other cool things about the consistency course, and this is the first time I've done this, I built it in a private Facebook group as opposed to on one of my course platforms. And I'll tell you why. I pay for every month different course platforms, and the 12 weeks to transformation and other things like that are in course platforms, and they always have been. But the struggle is that that's just like another website that you have to go to and log into. And what I have found is that most people will start going there for say a week or two or three while it's really fresh, and then they might not ever go back again. And I can tell you that's true for myself when I pay for courses. But with Facebook, most of us go there with some degree of regularity. And the other cool thing is Facebook has made some big changes. I wouldn't have built a program like this on Facebook even a year ago, but they've made some really cool changes to allow people like me to organize information really, really well. So it's not just like this feed you have to scroll through and it's some nightmare. They have made it so that when you do things like this inside Facebook, it's very organized. So this is the first time I've done this and it's been very, very well received. So it's convenient for you guys to access. There's no special place you have to log into. And you get to communicate with other folks who are going through this, which, you know, I think is really fun. But of course, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. So here's all the details. I'm going to put the link to register in the email, but let me just be very, very straightforward. I usually have this beautiful, pretty sales page, but because it's been redirecting to the waitlist and I didn't have time because of everything with the NICU to have it unredirect from the waitlist, I'm just literally giving you the link to the checkout page so you don't get all the beautiful, pretty fluff, whatever. But if you're like me, it doesn't really matter. Just take me to the checkout page. One thing I want to say, this is something I've never done before, in addition to building it in Facebook. I've never done a 100% satisfaction or results guarantee. but I'm doing it with this. I've never said I 100% guarantee that you will get results, but I am so sure, like so sure, that you will get results with this, that here is what I am telling you. If you do not get results within your first 30 days, I will personally coach you one-on-one for free until you do. Because that's how sure I am that you are going to get results with this. And I'm excited about it. Like, I know this is what we need. Most of us know what we want to do or should do, but it's the doing it. And when we unlock these consistency habits, everything opens up. Everything. Fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, home organization, relationships, money, careers, all of it. Because the missing piece is the ability to do what you say you're going to do and do it when you don't feel like doing it. So I'm going to put the link, and this link is to check out. Oh, we should talk about money, huh? I'm going to put it in the email. There is a 3-pay option. So it's $14.97, or you can do 3 monthly payments of, I don't know, whatever half, whatever a third of that is, like $4.99. But you have lifetime access, right? So you pay once, you have access for life. And yeah, I could go into my whole spiel about price versus value, but I'm not going to, because either you're going to see the value or you're not. And it might not be the right time for you, but we're going to work with 35 people for right now. If you have questions that I haven't tackled in this, just shoot me an email and I will get back to you. Let's see. I'm thinking I'm going to get this email out tonight, but in case I don't, I will get back to you within 24 hours. Alrighty. So shoot me an email if you have any other questions, and I hope that I get the opportunity to work with you inside the consistency course. Take care.